Brigadier General retired Gal Hir, shalom.
Shalom, shalom.
And thank you for joining the program. We are looking forward to read your book, Defensive Shield. In fact, we are now 10 years to the Second Lebanon War, 2006, 2016. How do you see, in retro perspective, the war from your point of view today?
Well, thanks very much, Eitan. Shalom to all the people that listen to us in Australia. I'm privileged and honored to speak with you today about my new book. The name is Defensive Shield, an Israeli Special Forces Commander on the Frontline of Counterterrorism. And actually, the book describes 34 years of fighting terrorism in all the Israeli fronts, behind the lines, fighting with all the challenges that the State of Israel and the Israel Defense Forces had to cope against. Now, the book describes my personal journey since I've been a military academy's cadet in the Israeli Defense Forces. It describes many battles, special operations, and many stories regarding what is it like to live with a family and my kids under fire. What is it like to grow up children in such an environment? And I hope you Australians will find it interesting. Indeed, this is 10 years after the Second Lebanon War, and I think that since we enjoy 10 years of silence along the Israeli-Lebanese border, I think that everybody now can see the result of the deterrence that has been created after this war and how successful this war actually was.
You know, Gal, 35 years that you accompany the combating of terror, and we now living terror in Europe. It's really unbelievable, the few major events in France and Germany. What's the outcome in your perspective, in your experience from the last few weeks? Before I go to your personal story, because the title of your book in Hebrew is War Story, Love Story. And I wanted later to hear from you much more about the Hirsch family combination, the winning formula of how you live as an officer in the front line, but then keep such an amazing family life. But I'd like to hear from you, really, to keep us sort of magnetized to the conversation about your thinking for what is going on worldwide today with the terror.
Indeed, my book deals quite a lot with counterterrorism and many of its stories, real stories of what has happened to us in Israel. And here's the thing, Eitan. Israel actually is the front guard of the free world. And usually, everything that happens to us around our fronts, around our borders and inside Israel, everything that happens to us first arrive later to the free world and to your mass populated areas. Even Australia suffered from terrorism made by ISIL, and before we all remember Bali, and we can see that it is not only Bali or Sydney or Melbourne, it goes all around the world. It is Manhattan, Paris, Brussels, London. It happens all around us. It happens in Africa, in Asia, North America, Latin America. Terror is everywhere. And since the State of Israel fights terrorism since its establishment and even before, I believe that our experience, and mainly our state of mind means fighting terrorism. We will never surrender. And it means that you put your heart and soul and many of your resources and efforts and education to prepare your people and to prepare all your structure to deal with such a threat, because we see what happens right now in Europe, and if Europe won't be well prepared for the next decade, the results will be harmful.
You know, when I hear you speaking about the front line Israel and the experience that we had in Israel in recent years, I would say more than 20 years now, that terror is the front line in the streets of Israel. And of course, on the front line of the Gaza envelope, and your personal experience in the what we call the Galilee Pinnacle. Are you saying to the Australians, cautious?
Well, I'm telling the Australians, since Australia is a very strong ally for Israel, and we consider and feel, not only consider, we really feel the brotherhood and the bond between Australia and Israel, it is very important for us that Australia and Israel will share any information, any mutual efforts, any way of helping each other regarding fighting terrorism. It's a kind of disease that all the world must cooperate, and of course very good friends like Australia and Israel. And I believe that since terror infiltrates into Europe in such a way that we all can see, and it happened in America, and it happened in Asia, and it happened in Africa, Australia saw a few hints for that, and it's going to be worse. We need to be well prepared all around us, mainly because, you know, Gini has left the bottle. The bottles are broken. The bottles are broken since the Arab Spring, or you may call it the Middle East upheaval around Israel, in all the states, if you want to call them states, Arab states that were around us. They knew before how to contain radical, fundamental Islamist, jihadist energy. But right now, these states are broken. You can see what happened in Syria, Iraq. You can see what happened in Yemen. You know what happened in Somalia. You know, of course, what has happened before in Egypt and what happened right now in Sinai and what happened in North Africa. It is all around us, tier one, tier two, tier three. Islamists, fundamental, radical jihad, it's a kind of disease, and we must confront it and fight together.
Gal, going back to your book and, of course, your personal experience, I would go back to the title, Defensive Shield, Inspirational Story of Brigadier General Gal Hirsch. Speaking about Sensor, what is the process of having commando operations, undercover operations, some were unbelievable achievements in terms of military language. What can you say about the Israeli Sensor? They know, I'm sure, from right to left and top to bottom, the book. Was it a difficult process to approve to publish the book as it is?
Well, of course, fighting terrorism and using an effective toolkit like commando, secret services and special forces, it was quite a challenge to go through the Israeli regulator and to make sure that the book will have the approval to be published. Since Defensive Shield, my book deals with cutting-edge technologies, cutting-edge state of minds and concepts, and really we speak about news of today, not about news of 40 years ago, and it is a very relevant book. And that's why I worked very closely with the Israeli MOD officials and all the process that you need to have in order to have the approval to publish such a book has happened before in the Hebrew version and especially now for the English version. And the English version is updated up to 2016. It is very, very updated and very relevant. And I believe our readers in Australia, it can be officials, professionals, and people that want to know how is it like to fight in the Holy Land, and how is it like to be an Israeli family and an Israeli special forces officer, and someone that just actually gave all his life to secure his nation and to protect his homeland. Just as Australian officers and soldiers and officials are doing today all around the world, because we know that Australian forces for many, many decades actually participate and acting as a key role in many campaigns and operations worldwide against terrorism and against enemies of the free world.
Speaking about combating terror on one hand, and on the other hand, the tender story of love between husband and wife, between mom dead and their children, traveling from one base to another, from one stronghold to another, from one bunker to another. You go to fight They're staying waiting for you. The different senso, the private life of a combat officer in an army, moving from place to place. You're telling this part in your book, this part of your life. Can you elaborate a little bit on this combination between serving a nation, but also serving as a father and a husband?
For me, national and personal is almost the same word, because I actually serve since I'm a teenager. You know, I've been recruited to the IDF Officer Military Academy when I was 13 years old after the screening process of the IDF. And I'm serving till today, and today I'm a general as an active reserve in the IDF. National is personal means that my family is a part of the unit, and the unit is a part of the family. The legacy, the bond between the family and the service, between your nation and the kids. And that's why my daughters, the elder one is already a reserve captain in the Israel Defense Forces, and the middle one serves as an officer in the Israel Defense Forces right now. And I also believe that our little one will be an officer one day as well, as that's the environment and the atmosphere that they feel at home. Serving is privilege. It is honor. My family is really a part of the legacy of the State of Israel, and we will do everything we can as family to maintain the State of Israel and to make sure that the next generation will do exactly the same.
So, Brigadier General, retired Gal Hirsch, the legacy of a nation, lovers and family, a lover, and part of an amazing story that we all can read now and have an impression about this amazing combination of fighting for your nation, combating terror, but then being as possible as you can a great husband and, of course, a fantastic father. So thank you very much, Gal.
Thank you very much, Eitan, and I look forward to hear reviews from Australians regarding Defensive Shield, an Israeli Special Forces commander on the front line of counterterrorism, a book that speaks about war and love to your nation, your family, your brothers in arms, to your citizens. Thank you very much for this interview.